朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
但是每一个人身上都有一个很美丽的故事啊。
But every one of us has a beautiful story.
主的爱一直在这里改变我们，改变我们，改变我们。
Because the love of Christ is continuing to transforming us.
我们可能碰到不同的挑战、不同的难处，甚至不同的软弱。
Maybe we are going through difficult times or difficult struggles and weaknesses.
但是有一件事情我们知道的，就是主永远爱我们。
But one thing we know that the Lord always loves us.
今天他都不肯放弃我们，他一直做工在我们的身上。
Until today, He will never give us up, and He will continue to work in our lives.
他要改变我们的生命，他要改变我们跟他之间的关系。
And He will transform our lives and change the relationship we have with Him.
希望我们大家都一起加油。我们开头有一个简短的祷告。
Before we start, let's have a short prayer.
主啊，我们把我们在座所有弟兄姊妹的难处都带到你的面前。
Lord, we bring to you all our difficulties before you.
不管是在我们自己身上，或是在我们所爱的人身上。
Whether it's about us or the ones we love.
主，我们都求你，那够用的恩典和永远不放我们的爱来托住我们。
We pray that you will keep us, upholding us with your unfailing love.
我们更是求你用你大能和恩典来介入我们每一个环境。
And we pray that you will intervene in our circumstances with your mighty hands.
在你的时候，按照你的方法，主你把我们都带出来。
In your time, by your way, you will deliver us.
当我们从流泪谷、从死荫的幽谷出来的时候
，When we walk out of the Valley of the shadow of the death.
你说要有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。
You will cover the valley with an autumn rain.
你让所有经历这些事的都在你的面前得到你的结局。
And we pray that everyone who goes through that will receive your ending.
我们不仅仅经历到你那么真实的同在。
Not only that we experience your true presence.
我们也看见你明显的祝福。
We also see the vivid blessings from you.
我们在这时候把 Christine 的母亲。把 Melody 的先生，把许弟兄的女儿，把我们来自的家人，还有我们知道不知道的亲爱的朋友，都交在你的手中。
And now we want to pray for Sister Christine's mom, Melody's husband, Brother Xu's daughter, and then Brother Naito's family, and all a lot of people that we don't know.
所以我们都仰望在你的手里。
We lift them up in your hands.
恩待你的儿女们。
Be gracious to your children.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
我上个礼拜讲完信息的时候，好久没有这样子听到那么多弟兄姊妹对我说你是针对我而说的啊。
Last week, after I shared the message, so many people came to tell me that we felt that you're speaking to me, and this hasn't happened for a long time.
你们记不记得我上礼拜讲什么？
Do you remember what we talked about last week?
明明是针对你说的，怎么忘记题目了，是吗？
How can you forget? It was for you.
就是在人生的抉择上，我们怎么样让主居首位？
How can we make give the Lord the first place? On life decisions.
其实你们如果稍微注意一下的话，我上个礼拜其实是我的 migraine 非常严重，哈，痛得不得了。
Actually, last Sunday I had severe migraine when I speak.
但是因为我会前又血压高，所以我又不敢吃 migraine 的药，所以我就忍痛讲道。
Because I had a high blood pressure, therefore I did not want to take migraine.
我背后才知道是可以一起吃的，对不起。
I didn't know that I could take the medicine together.
我刚刚上来以前又是150跟107哈，这个需要弟兄姊妹怜悯。但是我上个礼拜讲到的时候，头其实很痛。
Actually, right before I came up to the pulpit, I still had high blood pressure. And last week when I spoke, I had severe migraine.
我把起毛讲成抛毛，讲了好几次了。
Actually, I made a mistake when saying set the sail.
这个底下的人纠正我都听不到，因为我整个耳朵都是耳鸣的，所以我自己下来还很难过，觉得讲糟了，但是弟兄姊妹确实得到帮助。
And my ear was having the ear ringing all the whole time. I couldn't hear people correcting me, but yet people were saying that the message was good and was helpful.
我相信那个题目是真的很重要，谢谢我。我讲那个不是要你们拍我掌啊，谢谢。
I didn't mean for you too.
但因为我知道那个题目真的很重要。
But I know that message was very important.
就是我们在人生里面真的有太多太多的选择要做的。
Because we have to make so many choices and decisions in life.
而我们整个今生的品质和永世里面的价值，都是由我们怎么做决定来决定的。
And our decisions determine the quality of our present life and the destiny of our eternal life.
所以我们今天的做决定一定不可以轻看。所罗门劝我们不可以依靠自己的聪明。
So we should not despise the decisions we have to make today. King Solomon says, "Do not lean on your own understanding."
要专心依靠耶和华，而且在一切所行的事上要来认定他。
Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and in all of your paths, acknowledge Him.
然后会后在小组里面，在我家里面，在跟弟兄姊妹谈话里面，我听到了很多很感动的见证哦。
And afterwards, I heard many touching testimonies in my family, in small group meetings, and then at church.
他们听得到，真的就去操练去了。
Because after they heard it, they put into practice.
感谢神，所以我们这个礼拜五的小组的联合聚会，我们准备继续在这个题目再深入的有一些的教导，有一些的交通啊。
For this upcoming Friday's combined meeting, we want to further discuss on this topic.
所以除了我会继续有一些短讲，也有人做见证，然后我们会留一点 Q&A 的时间，让弟兄姊妹来问这一方面的问题。
So this coming Friday, for the Chinese-speaking congregation, we will still continue on this topic.
然后我们还是会有分组，大家可以深入一点的见证啊。
Then they will break into small groups and to have further sharing and testimony.
欢迎弟兄姊妹能够继续来。
So we hope that all of you will come.
那我今天要讲的这个题目呢，比上个礼拜难懂很多啊。
And then, so the message today will be even more difficult to understand than last week.
但是它的重要性不仅仅不输上个礼拜的信息，甚至远远超过上个礼拜的信息。
But actually, the importance of this message is far beyond the importance of the message last week.
因为从今天开始，我一连串有三个题目讲到让主居首位在教会方面。
So from today on, we will have three messages on how to give.The first place at church.
而且这个跟我们每一个人都发生关系的。
It has to do with every one of us.
今天我讲教会跟基督的关系上。
Today, we want to talk about the relationship between the church and Christ.
让主居首位。
And how we give Him the first place.
下个礼拜我们讲教会的建造和见证上，我们让主居首位。
And next week, we'll talk about how to give Him the first place on a church's testimony and edification.And building up.
第三个礼拜我们讲教会的生活和侍奉上让主居首位。
And the third week we're going to talk about how to give him the first place in church service and church life.
我们今天大家现在坐在哪里啊？
Where are we sitting today?
我们都觉得在教会哈。
We all say that we are at church.
其实在我从小受到的教导，我们很少用教会这个词，我们只敢用聚会。
Actually, from my upbringing background, we always say that we are in an assembly.
当我们讲到教会的时候，那是一件非常神圣的事情。
When we talk about church, it is a very glorious thing.
那个我们不能随便讲的，所以我们都只能讲我们的聚会中，我们的聚会怎样，我们的聚会怎样，不太敢讲我们的教会怎样。
So we were taught when I was little, we were taught that we would say our meetings were good, but we never say our church.
因为在我从小的教导里面，教会神所定义的教会，基督所要得到的教会，是一个完美的，是一个得胜的，是圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Because what we were taught is that the church that God was building is a perfect, without blemish one, a glory.
今天我们顶多只能说我们是一个奉主名的聚会，我们希望能够活出教会的见证来。
So at the most, we will say that we are meeting together in the Lord's name, and we are hoping to build a church after His heart.
今天普天下真的不知道有多少的所谓的教会。
There's so many so-called churches in the world today.
但是如果我们够谦卑的话，我们不过觉得我们只是一个聚会就是了。
But if we are humble enough, we will just say that we are but a meeting.
我们如果不认识什么叫教会
，If we do not know what church is，
弟兄姊妹，我们真的不过就是神儿女们聚在一起，就是。
We are at the most assembly of God's children。
我们在这里享受一些肢体之间真诚相待彼此相爱的生活。
And we are here to together enjoy the bodily life in love。
我们在这里听一听传道人或是教会的 leader 跟我们讲讲圣经的话。
And we listen to the preacher or leaders of church about God's words。
我们在这里有一点服事大家能够见见面跟一些好朋友见见面。
And then we conduct some services and then we get to meet with our good friends。
我们传传福音，我们就认为这就是教会。
And then we share the gospel and we think this is church。
弟兄姊妹，其实不是这样。
Actually, this is not just。
我们需要回到圣经上看到这什么叫做教会。
We have to go back to the Bible to see what is church。
普天下奉主名聚会非常多。
There are many meetings in the name of the Lord。
但是真正能够在主的面前认真的为着教会的见证而活着的，真的是不多。
But not many will live for the testimony of church。
那既然大家每个礼拜都来教会两三次
Since many of us come to church several times a week。
所以我就希望我们对教会、对聚会有一个正确的认识。
I hope that we will have the correct understanding。
这个认识最近帮助不光我们个人要蒙更多的福
This understanding will help us not only that we individuals will be more blessed
更重要的是会让这个聚集在神的面前合神心意讨神喜悦
But this assembly, this meeting will be even more blessed and pleasing to the Lord
能够让神不仅仅祝福我们也能够借着我们去祝福更多的人
So the Lord not only will bless us more but he will use us to bless even more people
我们不光是要为了我们自己小小的聚会祷告我们真是要为了各地奉主名的聚会都要为他们祷告
So not only that we will pray for our own little church but we will also pray for all the churches that gather today together in the name of the Lord
让各地的聚会都能够越来越多有教会的见证出现
So that more and more churches will live out the testimony of the church
所以我们现在来看教会的定义到底是什么
So first of all we'd like to see the definition of church
在纲要上都有我就 念过去但是每一句话都很重要的
Just listed in your outline and we will just read it through but it is very important
那这里我讲到教会是由希腊文 Ecclesia 这个字而来
So the word church comes from the Greek word Ecclesia
它是讲被召出来
It means being called out.
换句话说，他们是被神所拣选，从世界里面所召出来。
In other words, it refers to the people who are chosen by God and called out of the world.
被神拣选，被神所召，而且从世界里面召出来。
So they're being chosen by God, called by God, and being called out of the world.
我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
As the Lord says, I call out my son from Egypt.
我刚用在基督身上，用在以色列百姓，也用在教会身上。
It refers to not only Jesus Christ, the Israelites, and also the church.
出来有一个重要的目的。
And then, there's a great important purpose for being called out.
为了承受救恩，为了完成神的旨意。
In order to inherit salvation and to accomplish God's will.
所以弟兄姊妹要知道，教会在一起不是光只是蒙恩而已，在我们身上有托付的。
So we have to know that not only that we are called out to be blessed, but we have a commission.
他的成员是一切蒙恩又真正重生得救的人。
And her members are all who are saved by grace through rebirth.
所以底下我讲到，教会是由一群为着神，然后在基督耶稣里被属、被召，然后又在圣灵里面被敬为基督身体的。蒙恩的人所组成的。
Therefore, church is consisted of a group of blessed ones who are for God, redeemed in Christ, called out in the Holy Spirit, being baptized into the body of Christ.
这些人聚在一起的目的是什么
？So what is the purpose of them gathering together?
刚刚才讲过的，第一，为了承受救恩。第二，完成神的旨意
To accomplish God's will.
那这是一个非常简单、非常基本的教会的定义。
So these are the very fundamental definition of church.
所以我们从这个定义的里面要来认识，到底今天我们在主的面前是不是真活在教会该有的境界。
Therefore, this is good enough to examine that are we really living in the realm of church?
所以教会的成员是很特别的。
So the members of church are very unique.
第一，他是被神特别拣选，而且被神特别从世界里面招出来的。
First of all, the church members are chosen by God and being called out of the world by God.
你看，不管是 Safeway， 不管是任何的这个 supermarket 里面有那么多的橘子，哈，我举个例子来说。
For example, there are so many oranges being being sold at supermarket like Safeway.
然后你今天聚完会的时候，你跑到 Safeway 去，然后花的钱买了某一种的橘子，例如说 Texas orange， 这是我最喜欢的 orange。
Say today after meeting, you go to the supermarket and pick out some to buy some oranges, Texas orange, my favorite one.
那么您挑了大概十一二个，然后付了钱带回家，那这十一个的橘子就跟全世界所有的橘子不一样了。
And then you pick about 10 or 11, pay for them, and then bring them home. So these are being differentiated. They are being separated from the rest of the oranges in the world. Because those are being purchased by you by a price.
第二个被招出来。
They were chosen by you and being called.
你看，这个大概二十多年前，我们住在 Santa Clara 的时候。
About 20 years ago, when we were still living in Santa Clara.
我家巷子后面尾巴突然发生火灾哈，所以很多救护车都赶来，消防车都赶来。
And all of a sudden, the house down in the alley got caught in fire, and then all the fire trucks came.
啊，你看那个大消防车来的时候，那些穿着那个消防衣的这些。这个队员，你都知道是消防车来，他们就是消防员。
As the fire engines came, and you could tell who are the firefighters because they were suited up.
但是很稀奇的事情就是，好几辆开便车哈，有的是小 sedan， 有的是 van， 有的是 truck， whatever pickup， 他们都跑来了。
But yeah, you will see a lot of cars following the fire engine.
他们来的时候就从那个卡车上面拿起衣服就跑进去救火哈。
And then after they came, they would grab the uniform from the fire truck and then they start fighting the fire.
那天我就很好奇，我就问了一个就是开普通小车子的那个人，我说你们都会被通知跑来吗
？So out of curiosity, I asked those who drove by their own cars, how were you informed to come?
他就说碰到紧急情形的时候，他们的 beeper pager 都会叫哈，就会通知他们不管正在买菜、正在洗澡、正在割草、正在做什么事，放下就要冲来的。
Oh, they say they were always on call, so whenever there's an emergency, the beeper will beep, and then they will just drop whatever they were doing at that moment and come.
所以你可以看见很多人正在麦当劳吃饭，很多人正在公园 barbecue。为什么突然有一些人离开了，赶往一个地方，为着一个使命？因为他们是被招的人。
So maybe you will see people at McDonald's or they were having picnic at park, and all of a sudden they will drop everything and go for a mission because they're being called.
就我们基督徒从外面看跟世人都一样，我们一样上班，一样生孩子，一样割草，一样修轮胎，我们什么事情都做。
Yes, we Christians outwardly look just like the rest of the world. We will do everything, we'll do mow the lawn and then do housework, everything.
但是我们里面有一个被召的身份，有一个被召的使命在我们身上。
Yeah, we have an identity that we're being called and we have a commission.
我们是为着神的旨意，为着神的荣耀的。
And we look for God's will and God's glory.
那么在我们最近正好礼拜五在读以弗所书哈。
And we have been studying the book of Ephesians on Fridays.
以弗所书里面讲到教会跟基督的关系，或是教会特别的关系，至少提到了三个点。
So the book of Ephesians talk about the relationship with the church between the church and Christ. It mentions three things.
我们上一个月都不在家啊，不晓得大家读的成果怎么样。现在考考试，哪三件
？So what are the three three
有没有人要回答我
things about the relationship?
昨天摘 cherry 摘的忘记了，谢谢你们哈。啊，基督的身体，答对了哈，这是第一个，第一章。教会是基督的身体，还有呢？第二个。Cupertino Group 啊，那里是 Cupertino 的 Cyprus。赵家。忘记了，留下查看。
Oops。
还有没有？头就是讲身体，是讲同样的地方讲的哈，所以好。
Yes,
还有没有
？Christ is the head of the church, and church is the body of Christ.
啊，是基督的心腹哈。那个第五章讲到不持人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
So、
这是极大的奥秘。 然而我是指的基督和教会说的。
Church is the bride of Christ.
好，那么第三个呢？
Chapter 5.
第三个，教会是神借着圣灵居住的所在。啊，也就是第二章。
Is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit.
所以第三个点我留到下个礼拜讲教教会的建造的时候说。
So we'll talk about that in following weeks.
那今天我们从教会跟基督之间一个双重特殊的关系，我们来看什么叫教会，教会在主的面前到底应该如何。
So today we will look at from the angle of the dual relationship between church and Christ to see what is church and how we should do it.
好，其实光这个题目，你要我讲五堂，我都讲不完。
Actually, I can speak of 5 messages just on this.
但是我需要在这么短的时间讲完，所以我只能讲很精华的部分。
But then, because our time is short, so I have to be brief.
在我们教会的那个CTC 的课程里面，其实我们都讲了哈，讲同一心灵，同一脚中。
Actually, in our CTC course, we covered this.
第一个，我们讲的教会是基督的身体。我们来读一段圣经。
First of all, the church is the body of Christ. Let's read one verse.
我们读以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
最后两节，也是我们今天的背诵经文。我们一起来读。
Ephesians chapter 1.
这里是主词是神啊，从前后文读出来，主词是神。神又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。我们再读一次啊。
Let's read together one more time.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，是他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。啊，我们要知道一件事情。
We need to know one thing.
神已经立基督做万有的主。
Because God has already ordained Christ to be the head of all things.
整个万有都在他的底下。
And all things, the universe, all things are under him.
然后很感谢神的一件事情。
But one thing we need to thank God for.
他让教会成为他的身体，他是教会的头。
That he has made church his body and him the head of the church.
换句话说，整个万有也应该在教会的底下。
In other words, all things are also under the church.
只是我们今天还太不像样了。
But yet today we haven't lived up to that.
所以基督为的教会先做万有之首。
So Christ for the church has already become the head of all things.
要等着身体能够渐渐长大成熟，满有基督长成的身量，这是第四章讲的。
And then he's waiting for the body to grow to the full stature of church.
啊，但是至少一件事情我们要知道的，就是我们是基督的身体。
But one thing we need to know is that we are the body of Christ.
基督是我们的头。
And Christ is our head.
所以这第一个关系是讲到生命里面的关系。
So this first relationship is a relationship of life.
而讲到我们是基督的发表和彰显。
That we are the expression and manifestation of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道这是一件非常大的事情。
We know that this is a very great matter.
从来没有人见过神。
Because no one has ever seen God.
约翰福音第一章告诉我们，父怀里的独生子把他给彰显出来。
But yeah, first, John chapter 1 says the only begotten son from his bosom has manifested him.
我问你，有谁看过神？
Let me ask you, who has ever seen God?
没有人看过神。
No one.
圣经上说神是个灵，是不能见的。
The Bible says God is a spirit, he is invisible.
那为什么保罗，为什么彼得，为什么约翰，他们说我们曾经见过父的荣光，这是他独生子的荣光。
But yet, why did Paul, Peter, and John say that we have seen the glory of the Father?
因为他曾道成肉身来到地上，成为人，叫做耶稣。
Because he has come to the world, become flesh, and we call him Jesus.
希伯来书说他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相。
Therefore, the book of Hebrews says that he is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of Godhead.
人看见耶稣。就认识的神是怎样的神。
When people see Jesus, they will know what kind of God is.
但是这是个人的耶稣，两千年前的耶稣。
But that was a Christ, individual Christ.
这是个人基督。
And he is Christ.
但是当基督复活升天之后
，But after Christ resurrected and ascended into heaven，
他把圣灵父所应许的圣灵赐下来的时候
，He has given the promised Holy Spirit。
教会出现了
，And then the church was born。
这个叫做团体的基督。
And this is a corporate Christ。
弟兄姊妹，请听要听懂哈，这叫做团体的基督。
The church is called the corporate Christ。
两千年前，在地上曾经有一个人叫拉撒勒人耶稣。
2,000 years ago, there was a man on earth called Jesus of Nazareth.
他借着他所说的，他所行的，他所彰显的，把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Through his words and his deeds and his works, he manifested God's glory.
等到他升天之后
，and after he ascended into heaven,
神的荣耀继续彰显，乃是借着团体的基督了。
God's glory continued to manifest through this corporate Christ.
所以四福音里面讲个人的基督。
So the four gospel books talks about this individual Christ.
使徒行传开始讲。团体的基督讲教会
Starting from the book of Acts, it talks about the corporate Christ church.
所以你要知道，今天教会在地上负着一个非常大的使命。
So we have to know that church today is having a great commission.
就是基督怎样把父的荣耀彰显出来。
How Christ has manifested the glory of the Father.
今天教会也要把基督的荣耀彰显出来。
Today, in the same way, church will manifest the glory of God.
大家记不记得保罗在以弗所书第三章结束的时候，他的祷告是什么
？Do you remember on Paul's prayer at the end of Ephesians chapter 3?
但愿他在教会中，并在基督里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。
That God would be glorified through church and in Christ forever and ever.
神已经在基督里得着荣耀了。
Yes, God has already been glorified in Christ.
他今天要在教会里面得到荣耀。
But yet today, He will be continued to be glorified in church.
我就想问弟兄姊妹，今天教会所表现出来的样子，跟基督所彰显出来的样子，能不能摆在一起比
？But today, let me ask you, can we compare church's manifestation with what Christ has done?
差远了。
It's just too far off.
真的是差远了。
It's too far off.
就我们怎么能够拍着胸膛说我们是圣洁的教会，是荣耀的教会
？So how can we boast that we are the glorious, holy church?
我们太不像主了。
Because we're so unlike our.
所以我们要知道第一件事情，教会是他的身体。
So today we have to know that church is the body of Christ.
跟他是不能分的了。
We cannot be separated from him.
我相信你们家里面只要有养这个不是养家里面只要有十几岁的年轻男孩子的话
we know that if you have teenage boys at home,
你都会发现他们常常有一个动作，就站在镜子面前这样子的话。
That you will notice that they often do this kind of things in front of a mirror.
然后天天 push up 啊，天天举重啊，是希望他们的 body 好看一点。
And they will continue to push up and lift weights so that they will build a good body.
你说 body 重不重要？身体重不重要
？So is our body important?
你说光看头就好了嘛
？Why don't you just say, just look at my head?
有没有人知道人家在乎你的头的？
Any one of us, we only care about.
所以圣经上以弗所书第五章说到，没有人不爱惜自己的身体，总是保养顾惜。
Ephesians chapter 5 says everyone cares about our body. We take care of them.
所以基督非常爱他的教会的。
So Christ really loves the church.
那他也希望教会能够彰显他的荣耀。
And he hopes that church will manifest his glory.
你看我如果当然我不是好例子了哈。如果你这个头这么漂亮。
I'm not the best example, but say my head is very beautiful.
但是底下就只是一根筷子那么瘦的身体的话。
But then, if my body is skinny like a stick,
全身都是病，站不住，走不动，不能做事。你说这样子的身体羡不羡慕
？And then it's full of sicknesses. Would you admire this body?
所以你要知道，今天教会在地上。元首这么伟大，这么丰富，这么美丽，然后身体是这个样子。
But yet today our head is so great, so glorious, and yet the body is.
所以我们教会一定要醒起来。
Therefore, we have to rise up.
不是说我个人的需要、个人的问题不要管哈，神爱我们，他会管的。
It's not that we don't care about our individual needs. God loves us and He cares for us.
因为太多的人现在太多的教会，大家涌进神家都是要解决自己的问题，满足自己的需要。
But too many people today rush into the church to get their problems solved and their needs met.
这的确是教会的功用，能够在这里提供爱、提供生命、提供祝福。但是弟兄姊妹，这不是教会的全部。
Yes, it is one of the church's functions to provide life and love and care and blessings, but that's not the only function.
所以仇敌让我们注重自己，注重自己，注重自己，就完全忘记了神到底在教会要得什么。
But the enemy just wants us to care about ourselves only, that we forget about the church.
Oh, 我们在乎这个教会的讲道有没有针对我的需要？教会有没有针对使用我的恩赐？教会有没有在乎我的感觉？
We care if the church message meets my need, if the church care about my gifts and care about my feelings.
敬拜的方式 worship style 是不是我的胃口？
Or if I like this worship style.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要先回到圣经里面，我们看见教会是基督的身体。
But we have to go back.To the Bible to see that church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者的所充满的。
It's the fullness of Him who fills everything.
更好的翻译是那充满万有者的丰满啊。
It's the fullness of Him who fills everything.
所以我要很快的在这里讲到，我们教会是基督丰满的见证。
Therefore, church is the testimony of the fullness of Christ.
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。